Jumping in the quiz seat this week here on Business or Bullshit is founder and CEO of Boxer, Ben Shalom.
Okay, so you've done tremendously. Thank you, Ben. It's been fascinating to talk. So this is the end and our favorite part of the show. We're going to ask you a series of terms that are used in business, and you have to tell us whether you think they are business or bullshit. You may elaborate. We may challenge you. We may do whatever we want, and we're off.
Did you just stop yourself from swearing? That was quite impressive.
I keep muting myself. It's my new thing. Do you like it?
I do like it.
It's like a self-editing rapper.
Bootstrapped. Funded yourself. So rather than getting investment.
Business.
Have you bootstrapped? Have you been raising money?
I've not raised anything really. We've taken a very small amount and just been very patient and practical. It might change in the future, but I do think it teaches a very good principle.
Are you always good at saving money and being disciplined?
No, don't get me wrong. I'm definitely not like that. But I think it's important to prove to you, yourself and the business that you can run a business. I think there's a skill in running a business.
Do you have what do you do? Monthly management accounts? Do you have a good CFO?
Again, not really in this early days, just having a... almost having to. I mean, it's hard. I think maybe it was hard at the start, starting a boxing business to raise investment. I was just hustling and finding a way.
Yeah. Guerrilla marketing. Do you know any of that? That's like doing something outrageous, like boxing naked.
I think it probably does work. So I'd say business.
Not something I'd want to watch.
Boxing naked, come on.
Golden handshake.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I think I'm with you there.
That's paying people extra to arrive, then you end up in a bidding commission with everyone. Yeah, and then, I mean, does it make them lazy? Anyway, sweat equity.
Business.
Yeah. It's a good way. Do you have lots of shareholders in your business or other partners?
Not really, but I do think it's the best. Yeah, it's the best way.
I always think, and don't give people stuff until they've performed.
Yeah.
Frankly, family offices.
Well, I mean, it depends if you're on the receiving end, I guess. I don't know. I'd say it's part of business, isn't it? It
is. Part of life. Yeah. Whether these families should accumulate that much money and then, you know, I guess. Yeah. This is like maybe like almost like a boxing term. Down rounds. You aware what that is?
No, go on.
That's when someone invests at £5 a share and then a year later you go back to do more money and they find out their shares are only worth £4 and everyone freaks out about it.
Well, that's tough on the investor. So that's have to be bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because your investments may go down as well as up.
You could do a British boxing like down rounds where people just like downing pints and then having to box. You know, when the chess boxing thing was a thing.
Chess boxing.
Where they get people who play chess and then play
a
round of boxing.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Okay.
It would be hilarious to do the like Christmas special where they like down a pint, try and fight, and then down a pint, try and fight. I don't know
Isn't
how many
that
pints.
Just darts?
Yeah, that is darts.
Language barriers. Don't really have them, do you?
Bullshit.
5-year forecasts.
You'll say bullshit, but I think it's good business. I'd say business just because, again, it goes to the big vision. Where do you want to be in 5 years?
Yeah. But you were saying you're not setting a vision for yourself.
I was saying that I don't have an end point. You know,
right.
Of course, we've got to a stage where we want to grow and we want to keep growing and we have accounts that show that, but no.
Free movement of people.
Business.
That's right.
I don't even know what this one is. What I sort of do, following investments.
What does that mean?
I guess what that means is follow on.
Yeah,
like
let's
people that do an investment and then...
I'll ask you a different one. Let's do Bitcoin. What do you think of Bitcoin?
You know what? For me, I'd have to say bullshit just because...
You didn't get any.
No. I think I keep thinking I missed the boat and then something else happens, but no. bullshit.
I know, we've got to keep our ears out for the next boat, you know.
This is pretty crap one as well. Ratchets.
You have to explain these things.
So ratchets are where you effectively get, the more valuable the company gets, the more the founder gets.
Oh, I like that one.
Like in a step
business
thing.
Yeah, business.
Yeah, definitely
business. Incentivization.
Yeah. This has been a good education, actually.
Yeah.
From the rudimentary skills.
We'll give you some follow-up notes, thank you. Just on investment things. Well, Ben, man, you've been an absolute pleasure. So thanks for doing that.
Hang on, you haven't given him a score.
Well, I'm building up to it.
How, what do you mean a score?
Yeah, you get a score.
On that game?
Yeah.
Oh.
You would have tried harder, would have played
it
differently.
I would have tried harder.
You got 9,064 points. Yeah, that's in the scoreboard in the sky. Right.
9,064. I don't even know whether that's high or low anymore.
The trouble is,
because you gave somebody like hundreds of thousands the other day.
It was a one-off. The trouble is, I'm hanging out with my four-year-old son.
Yeah, but all they can answer is business on board.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you still get a score.
He just makes a fucking number up.
It's life. You did well.
Thank you.
Now, I'm also hanging out with a four-year-old kid, and I don't know if you hang out with them, but my son, but. He talks about numbers all the time. He's like, how fast that car go, Dad? Is it going 9,150 miles? He keeps doing calculators, making me read out quadrillions. Anyway.
Okay.
I had to work out what comes after a trillion. A quadrillion. And a quintillion. Oh, anyway, nobody cares.
Thank you to Ben for joining us this week, and we'll be back next Tuesday with a brand new episode. In the meantime, have a great weekend.